And this is Shake a Tail Feather signing out. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Next week, Blood on the Tracks will be here. If you want to see the playlist for what I just did, it'll be on CITR.ca momentarily. Aiden Saint is up next. Couple shows. Queer FM's coming up. What's the name? Is this one called the same
thing?
This
one's the new Queer FM Arts Extra.
The new Queer FM Arts Extra is about to start in a couple of minutes. So if you want to catch the show I just did as a podcast, you can go to CITR.ca and go under the podcast list by show. In the meantime, thanks for joining me. I'll see you, hear you in a couple of weeks' time. Goodbye.
Giovanni, buongiorno. Accomodatevi che serviamo subito.
Given the Boot every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Sample the various flavors of Italian folk music from the north to the south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian and English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot.
Very tired Aiden Saint here with, I think, an equally tired Samantha Mack and mm-hmm. Justin Saint. It was a great Pride weekend up at Whistler. Winter Pride just completed. In fact, I think they're having the last of their events is at the Oasis right now. If you hurry down there, you can catch it. No, wait. Stay here. We have a new show. This is our first first day of a brand new show, and it's called Queer FM Arts Extra, and our lovely Justin Saint and equally lovely Samantha Mack are going to be on hand to help, well, kind of put a spin on the entertainment the entertainment of the LGBTQ community and all the stuff we love. So
he lies. We're just going to spin around in circles.
Well, we are going to spin a little bit. So I'm going to give us a chance to get set up here with a little bit of music. And that music is going to be from Avenue Q. We had a great time at Avenue Q, and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, the really great thing about sitting in the engineer's chair?
What?
Right.
I get to pick the music. So we're going to play one of my favorite tunes from...
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Could this be the song called The Internet is for Porn for 200, Alex?
Oh, correct.
Aiden has been singing this song all weekend.
The Internet is for Porn. Anyway, so this is The Internet is for Porn on
I get to teach
Queer FM Arts Extra.
Lesson. And I'm gonna teach something relevant, something modern. The internet! The internet is really, really great.
For porn!
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn!
What? There's always some new site.
For porn!
I browse all day and night.
For porn!
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn!
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn!
Trekkie.
Internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, kid monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry, me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn, oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Ooh.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me. Porn to porn, porn, porn.
Gross! You're a pervert.
Ah, sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
Internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for internet is for porn.
Yeah. Porn.
Oh. So, the internet, well, so, we at Queer FM, we went over to
the
Avenue
Center
Q.
For Performing Arts. Yes, to catch Avenue Q that was playing here in Vancouver from Tuesday to yesterday. And we had fun, didn't we?
We did. It was unexpected. It was a really great show. I can't say I've been to a whole lot of mm-hmm. Broadway musicals. It's just, you know.
Yeah, so I have. I'm the resident Broadway geek in the studio today. So this show has been running on Broadway since 2003, and it actually caused quite a stir because it beat out the very popular Wicked for the Best Musical Tony Award.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Quite a big deal. So Tony, the Avenue Q is kind of like Sesame Street if you made an adult version of it. You have puppets, as you know, we just heard them singing about porn, they sing about racism, they sing about Schadenfreude, which is the German phrase for taking pleasure out of other people's pain.
Wait, people take pleasure? Wait, these are Germans. Pray continue.
Yeah. And so on Wednesday, we had the pleasure of going backstage to chat with the Avenue Q cast. One of the members we interviewed was Tim Kornblum. He's an openly gay actor who portrays Brian in the show. And we are going to play some clips for you. Here's
okay.
Tim Kornblum.
On Queer FM Arts Extra. It's thinking
first
about
first time
it.
I saw the show was in April of 2006.
Go.
And so, we're having some YouTube difficulties. Oh, there we go. Can we play the clip now?
Yeah, let's...
Take two.
It's
the theater after all.
First time I saw the show was in April of 2006. And I've seen it actually five times on Broadway, every time with a different cast, so it's been nice to see a whole bunch of different actors portraying all the different characters, but I've had a love for it since the first time I saw it.
And so Tim Kornblum, he has very strong personal connection with Avenue Q because Avenue Q helped him come out. When he first saw the show, his parents already knew he was gay, but he connected so strongly with the character Rod, who is the gay puppet in Avenue Q, that it helped him come out to everyone else, which I think is really cool. Now, Tim Kornblum doesn't actually have an acting degree here. He was actually finishing a degree in psychology, and he made a deal with his parents that if he auditioned for Avenue Q and he got the role, and he got either a Broadway part or a touring part, that he would just drop out of school and go on the tour. And guess what? Now he plays Brian.
And we've got a few more clips here to play from the interview that we had backstage, and it was pretty telling. And we're going to talk about something that was a little bit off that we noticed about a couple of the interviews, and a little bit more from Tim Kornblum.
I Avenue Q was my first professional audition. So I have yet to graduate college. I am one semester away from graduating with a degree in psychology and religious studies. And I found out that the auditions were happening, and I definitely wanted to, you know, why not? And I made a deal with my parents that if I wound up on Broadway or a national tour by at any point, that I didn't have to go back to school. It was one of those, yeah, sure, that'll definitely happen. And it actually happened. So school's on hold right now, but we'll see what happens when we're done with the tour. My favorite thing about the show is that I don't have to use any puppets. So I get to really watch all of it. I think that the human characters, especially Brian, gets to be the most audience member-y of the cast because there's so much time where you can just watch what's going on. And it's incredible to see how much all of the puppeteers have grown into their roles. And it's really, they've been doing a tremendous job.
One of the songs that I really thought was fun, and we did ask him, mm-hmm. Boxers, Briefs, or Commando, and we're going to answer that question after this song from Avenue Q, and to let you know that this is Queer FM Arts Extra. We have Justin Saint and the almost famous Samantha Mack. Hey, she says hello. She's
I'm not turned on.
She's not
there.
Turned
I am.
On.
I'm here.
She wasn't turned on. Sorry.
It's okay. I was chewing my food.
And we'll come back with the answer after a quick message and a little bit from Avenue Q.
Yes, from the original 2003 original Broadway cast, here's I'm Not Wearing Underwear Today.
I'm not wearing underwear today. No, I'm not wearing underwear today. Not that you probably care much about my underwear, still, nonetheless, I gotta say that I'm not wearing underwear today. Honey.
And we're back. Well, I was going to play, you know, a PSA. I was going to. Mm-hmm. I really was. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Justin says he just kind of, you know, touches my arm and then points over at Sam, who's pulled down the side of her pants. And guess who's not wearing underwear today?
She is not wearing underwear today.
So tell us more about your impressions of the show.
So, the show...
Did you wear underwear to the show?
Yes.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have.
Yeah. I think they were purple.
I almost spit my Red Bull out. That was funny.
Oh, that was almost a spit take here in the CITR studios. Yes. Now, we noticed there were several puppets.
Yes. So Avenue Q, when you come in, I walked in with my purple underwear, and you come in and you kind of stare at this kind of rundown looking avenue, and it's supposed to be a New York City block. Avenue Q plays out. It looks a lot like Sesame Street. They have puppets all over the place, but of course this isn't television. So they have puppets with costume changes. So you see puppets all over the place. And we had an interview with the lovely Miss Candace Hemphill, who is the production manager for Avenue Q, and we managed to find out how many puppets overall there are in the show. Now, the show features about 7 puppets altogether. So there's Rod, the gay character. There's Trekkie Monster, who's kind of a take on Cookie Monster.
Porn.
Yes. And Kate Monster, who is also played by the same actress who plays Lucy the Slut, who is a burlesque dancer / porn actress puppet.
Then, you know, life is not anything like art in this case, not at all.
Nope.
I know no burlesque performers that are anything like that.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked.
For one thing, you can't see the bottom of her you can't see the bottom of her legs.
Okay, you got me there. I did notice something about the show, and that was there appeared to be several of the same character puppet.
Yes. Yeah, so within the show, they have multiple puppet costume changes.
And there were a few puppets that were in two places at once, seemingly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so when Trekkie Monster actually sings the Internet is for Porn, it's very cool, because every time he says, for porn, he's somehow in a different part of the stage altogether. You'll see him flying, you know, on the left side, and then suddenly he'll be on the top and on the right side. So We kind of figured out after a while that there was not just one Trekkie monster. There's multiple Trekkie monsters on stage, and it's quite a big deal because these aren't cheap puppets. They cost about $10,000 to make.
The interesting thing in talking with the backstage manager about this was that, in fact, every costume change that you see on any of the puppet characters is actually a different puppet.
Exactly, yes. So, and we managed to find out how many puppets there are overall in the show, and the grand total is 62. They have 62 puppets in Avenue Q.
62 puppets. Now, if you can imagine all the different costumes and the different things they have to do. In fact, I believe one of the characters gets really, really big.
Yes, and one of the characters gets big, almost as big as the stage.
And that's all we're going to tell you. So there.
Is it a boy puppet?
Can't say.
Maybe.
That would be discriminatory.
I see boys get bigger.
Of course you have, dear. Haven't we all? So what was the most striking thing that you picked up from the show? I mean, besides the great costumes and puppets and the music was quite phenomenal.
Yeah. So my favorite part of the show, watching the actors, because these actors, they usually, Broadway actors, have to be triple threats. They have to know how to act, they have to know how to dance, and they have to know how to sing. These actors have to be, in a sense, quadruple threats. They have to learn how to play puppets as well. And most of the puppets actually have to go through an intensive puppet boot camp. Candace Hempel, the stage manager, talked a bit about this. So they go in. In its intensive 8-hour days, they work with puppeteers and former cast members of Avenue Q, and it's just days and days of working with the puppets, you know, doing the basics, doing ABCs with the puppets, and making sure that the puppets look and appear as though they were almost human. I thought that was, and that's my favorite part of the show.
I had to say, my favorite part of the show was porn. Sorry. I liked the being the news and the political guy here at Queer FM. I really actually enjoyed some of the things, the topics that were discussed that there's no way you could talk about. It's not going to happen.
Yes,
you know, a regular, they'd either accuse you of preaching or they'd get really pissed off and write really angry letters to the editor.
Yeah.
So one of the favorite tunes that I got out of that, being the Irish-American who lives in Chinatown in downtown Vancouver, we live at ground zero of the downtown east side, you know, it was the song that
Now.
Yeah, it came on early on. Not For Now.
Oh, is it the racist one?
Yes. Yes, everyone's a little bit racist. And we're going to play that for you here on Queer FM after a quick commercial break. And this is Queer FM Arts Extra. It's our first show. We're all a little tired and a bit... we're just tired, period. We were all up at Winter Pride at Whistler, and it was amazing. Our thanks, our many, many thanks. We're going to be talking more about that in the next show, Queer FM. But our thanks to the Winter Pride staff.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about that. Stay tuned. Right after this quick message. All right.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground, Thursdays, noon to 1.
Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No!
Huh?
No,
huh?
No,
huh?
No! Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race.
No, not big judgments like who to hire or who to buy a newspaper from.
No.
No, just little judgments like thinking that Mexican busboys should learn to speak goddamn English.
Right.
Everyone's a little bit racist today. So everyone's a little bit racist. Okay. Jokes might be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth. Don't take them as personal attacks. Everyone enjoys them, so relax. All right, stop if you've heard this one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Uh-huh.
There's only one parachute, and there's a rabbi, a priest.
And a black guy.
Yeah. What you talking about, Kate? You were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of people tell black jokes.
I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're black. But I bet you tell Polack jokes, right?
Well, sure I do. Those stupid Polacks.
Now, don't you think that's a little racist?
Well, damn. I guess you're right.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
We're all a little bit racist.
I think that I would have to agree with you.
We're glad you do.
It's sad, but true. Everyone's a little bit racist. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bigotry has never been exclusively white.
If we all could just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong, maybe it would help us. Do I feel good?
Now there was a fine, upstanding black man.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
But Gary, Jesus was white.
No, Jesus was black.
No, Jesus was white.
No, I'm pretty sure Jesus was black.
Guys, guys! Jesus was Jewish.
Hey guys, what are you laughing about?
Racism!
Cool!
What's that mean?
Recyclables. Hey! Don't laugh at her! How many languages do you speak?
Oh, come off it, Brian!
Everyone's a little bit racist.
I'm not!
Oh, no?
Nope! How many Oriental wives have you got?
What? Brian!
Brian, buddy, where you been? The term is Asian American.
I know you are.
But you're racist too.
Yeah, I know. The Jews have all the money and the whites have all the power. And I'm always in taxi cab with Liva who's a shower.
Me too.
Me too.
I can't even get a taxi.
Everyone's a little bit racist. It's true. But everyone's just about as racist.
From the original studio album, from the Broadway production in 2003.
Original Broadway cast.
Oh, yes, the original Broadway cast of Avenue Q. Everyone's a little bit racist here on Queer FM Arts Extra. That was kind of, it was pretty cool. You could see some people kind of stiffening up a little bit and getting all bent, and then they kind of relaxed, and it's like, we're just making fun of ourselves here.
And it is true. Everyone is kind of a little bit racist. Oh, wait, did I need the puppet for that?
Hey, I'm not touching it, man.
All right, so here at Queer FM Arts Extra, earlier we did an interview with stage manager Candace Hemphill. She has been with the show for almost 2 years now. That's quite some dedication. The stage managing job for Avenue Q is quite specialized because basically she needs to watch the puppets and make sure that all the puppeteers are moving in the way that the in line of the art director's vision. So
that took you a while. You kind of had to stumble around that one. The really cool thing, and we would have audio for you, however, we interviewed her, and really, really great of them to take the time. It was right before the Wednesday show last week. However, the audio, the room that we finally got, because they were very, very busy, had a huge air vent.
Yes.
And it was impossible to hear anything of the interview. So we really sincerely apologize for that little loss. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is... she tipped me off to a little bit of politics.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yes.
They've had in past at the end, the last song is called For Now, and they originally the line was something about, let's see, it was
George Bush.
George Bush. George Bush is only for now, and then it was swine flu, and then it was Fox News,
mm-hmm.
and then finally it's now Glenn Beck. Well, when they went up to Anchorage, Alaska, apparently that didn't go over too well. In fact, I found a couple of articles which apparently are gone now. Mm-hmm. There's articles about an article that's a review from Anchorage, Alaska, where they got really, really quite tense about them jabbing at Glenn Beck. And
that's
I couldn't believe
funny.
It. It's like, wow, really? Apparently Sarah Palin country, they just don't take kindly to that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be really cute is if in their next one they said Justin Bieber is just for now.
Oh, well, that's inevitable. Mm-hmm. If you had a favorite song, do you have a favorite, Justin? Or have we already played it? Because you already know what mine is.
Yes, I know what yours is. We've actually played my favorite song.
Well, then we're going to play one more, and there's a couple of different ones that are talked about. One is If You Were Gay, and the other was My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada. And you know what?
And listeners, this is a special treat from me. There is an album created in 2005 called Avenue Q Swings. This was a special fundraiser put together. They brought back the original Broadway cast, and they redid the entire score to swing music. And for you rent heads out there, they actually got Anthony Rapp from the original Broadway cast and the movie of Rent to sing My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada, which is quite fun because he's openly bi.
Wow. So we're going to bring that up. Is that this one?
Yes.
That's this one. All right, then we are going to go ahead and play My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada, and this is an exclusive track from Justin Saint here on Queer FM Arts Extra. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, I wish you could meet my girlfriend who lives in Canada. She couldn't be sweeter. I wish you could meet her, my girlfriend who lives in Canada. Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover. I email her every single day just to make sure that everything's okay. It's a pity she lives so far away in Canada. Last week she was here, but she had the flu. Too bad, 'cause I wanted to introduce her to you. It's so sad. There wasn't a thing that she could do but stay in bed with her legs up over her head. Oh! I wish you could meet my girlfriend, but you can't because she is in Canada. I love her, I miss her, I can't wait to kiss her. So soon I'll be off to Alberta. I mean Vancouver. Shit, her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She's my girlfriend, my wonderful girlfriend. Yes, I have a girlfriend who lives in Canada. And I can't wait to eat her pussy again.
Ew.
No. They said the P word.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
This is Queer FM Arts Extra. I'm here. My name's Aiden Saint. This is Justin Saint and the Samantha Mack. And so we're just finishing up. So where's Queer FM? Where's Avenue Q off to next, you know? He does not know. Well, you can check it all out at avenueqontour.com. They were fantastic people. We really, really enjoyed having them here. And it was amazing how many people we saw at Avenue Q on premiere night. So please.
And, yeah, and it was quite striking because usually when you go to see a Broadway show, it's usually an older crowd. And, you know, everyone from the production company to local reviewers noticed that the crowd at Avenue Q was considerably younger.
And it's true. They really were. And I even saw a poet there.
Yes.
So this must be, you know, yeah. And hey.
And some people showed up with puppets.
They did. Yeah.
Really?
That was creepy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, that was a little creepy.
How is that creepy? I'd bring a puppet.
Well, man, we know what kind of puppet you'd bring. No. No, it was a little, I was a little creeped up. I thought, wow, okay, one of the why are the cast members in the front of the theater? Oh, he's bringing a puppet to enjoy the show. Yeah. Go talk to him. Go talk to him, Justin. I'll stay right here. So it was a really great show. If you get a chance to see it or even just pick up the soundtrack, I highly recommend it. It was pretty stellar. We are going to play one last track, and you know what? I found that extra track. You heard my girlfriend who lives in Canada, right? We have that extra track that Justin was talking about. I pushed the wrong button. So compare and contrast the original soundtrack to Avenue Q Swings here on Queer FM Arts Extra.
I wish you could meet my girlfriend who lives in Canada. She couldn't be sweeter. I wish you could meet her, my girlfriend who lives in Canada. Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover. I email her every single day just to make sure that everything's okay. It's a pity she lives so far away in Canada. Last week she was here, but she had the flu. Her to you. It's so sad. There wasn't a thing that she could do but stay in bed with her legs up over her head. Oh, take it away.
in Canada. I love her, I miss her, I can't wait to kiss her. So soon I'll be off to Alberta. I mean Vancouver. Shit, her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She's my girlfriend.
And that was Anthony Rapp singing My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada from Avenue Q Swings. This is Justin Saint with Aiden Saint and the almost famous Samantha Mack here on Queer FM Arts Extra at CITR 101.9 FM.
And we have also, in the sheer number of things that Samantha Mack does in a week kind of amazes me. I mean, if you follow her on Twitter, follow her on Facebook, follow her on YouTube, there's always a camera.
That's true.
But she's kind of stretching out her creative legs a little bit here, and here to tell you about that and the event that's ongoing here in Vancouver is the Samantha Mack.
The Samantha Mack is the event?
No, that would be you.
No, that should be the event.
Oh, the event is
the event. Here's Samantha Mack. Love it. Anyways, on Mondays, I want to tell you about Comedy on the Corner. And Comedy on the Corner is on the corner of Davie Street and Seymour at a pub called The Corner Pub. And so we lovingly call it Comedy on the Corner of the Corner in the Corner. And it is in the corner of The Corner Pub, in the back corner. And
it's a lot of corners.
It's
sounding increasingly square. I don't know.
Well, you know corners. What? If there's anything you remember when you're Googling it or when you're looking on Facebook for the group, it's Comedy in the Corner.
Well, I mean,
of the corner.
Well, I mean, we used to.
On the corner.
in the corner. Yeah, got it.
And if you can't remember, just go sit in the corner and think about it. But yeah, Vancouver has an amazing independent underground comedy scene that is thriving by the day.
So are there going to be performers here at the Comedy at the Corner?
There are a handful of performers, and it seems to be growing every week. Now, this is their 11th week tomorrow. Even though last week they said it was their 11th week, but I counted and it was only their 10th. So, you know what, they were drinking a lot of beer, so I'm going to let them not count. And this is their 11th week tomorrow, Monday night. And they started off with a fairly busy room, and now it's packed. If you don't get there an hour early, you do not get a seat.
Ooh, so it's getting quite popular.
And it was like that on their eighth night, their two-month anniversary. It got to the point where if you do not get there within the hour before the show starts at 8:30, show starts at 9:30, you will not get a seat. And there's people standing in the hallway. Mm-hmm. There's a poor little waitress, Jessica, who has to elbow her way through all these people.
Oh.
And one waitress works the whole room, so make sure you tip her nicely because she's trying hard. And she's teeny tiny, which is perfect because she can slip right through people. They don't even notice. But right. But yeah, Comedy on the Corner, of the corner, in the corner. It's every single Monday night. It starts at 9:30. Get there at 8:30 for a seat. And it runs for a couple hours. And they bring in some of the greatest headliners in Canada. This week, did they tell me who's coming this week? Nope, they didn't tell me who's coming this week. But they have people who come from Comedy Now, people who've been on Just for Laughs, people who've been well-known on late-night TV shows. And it gets funnier and funnier. My favorite so far has been Fatty Patty. You can find him on Twitter. He is a fantastic comedian. He's absolutely hilarious. And he's one of my favorites because we destroyed his material. My girlfriends and I all sat in the front row, and he started to talk about men with small packages, and I started to cheer, and it threw off his whole show.
Oh, no.
And he ad-libbed the next hour of his performance, and it was so hilarious. And it was even funnier because you knew he was just being witty and charming and quick.
Good.
We enjoy a quick man. But no, it was a fabulous night, and now I've noticed there's a lot more female performers.
Because
the first week I was like, where's all the female comedians? There are a lot of funny women in Vancouver, and they are all poking their head out at Comedy on the Corner every Monday night from 9:30 to 11-ish, give or take, whether there's a hockey game or not. Mm-hmm. And CTV's Comedy Now is coming all the way from Toronto to check out their Valentine's Day show on February 14th to see if, you know, maybe Comedy Now on TV should be involved. Mm-hmm. So this is it's getting pretty huge, and it's hilarious. The biggest complaint I have at the end of the night is that my cheeks hurt so bad from laughing. I'll actually hold my cheeks and try not to laugh near the end because I want to save it for the headliner.
Now, isn't there some extra cool thing that's happening on Valentine's Day?
There's a rumor.
There is a rumor. Let's hear the rumor.
There is a rumor that, I don't know, some girl may or may not be on stage trying to be funny.
She may or may not be a girl, or she may or may not be on stage.
Or she may or may not be funny. Depending on how much sleep I get, I may or may not actually be funny.
Is she almost famous?
She is almost famous. You might know her. You can find out about her at thesamanthamack.com.
So you're going to get on stage and try to be funny.
Possibly. It's a possibility. I don't know. I think people should email me at thesmithmac.com and tell me what they think.
I may have to go to the show and see just how funny you are. You know what I'm saying? Because you're pretty damn funny. I mean, I've seen you on stage kind of deal with some pretty strange situations, especially in the last few weeks. You were talking to all kinds of people last night. I mean, some of them were pretty hammered.
Oh, my goodness. So. I talked to this fellow last night. I'll tell you this real quick. I talked to this fellow last night. He's amazing. We're actually going to have him on a future show. He's a drummer from Destinique, and he's a very lively character. And I have met him back in 2006, and I really haven't seen him since. And we sat down, and he's like, oh, my goodness. He's like, there's a girl in the west end of Vancouver who looks just like you. She could be your sister. And he's like, but, you know, she lives in the west end, and she's got the same body as you and the same face as you. She could be your twin. Actually, I thought that's who it was when you walked in yesterday. And I was like, oh, really? What's her name? And he's like, I don't remember. She told me her stage name because she'd become a dancer, and I don't really remember. But I remember she had this Rottweiler named Muffin. I'm like, yeah, that's me. It was priceless.
Oh, you almost had an evil twin.
I almost had an evil twin. Turns out it was me. So now I'm looking for the good twin.
Oh, no. Well, good luck with that. Well, you know, so if someone wants to check this out, where they have a website, where can they go, and do they take reservations?
They do not take reservations. That's how busy they are. Comedy on the Corner of the Corner in the Corner is on Facebook. And if you go on Facebook and you just search Comedy on the Corner, it'll pop up. Or you can go to Samantha Mac, become my friend, and every Monday it's the first thing on my page because that's where I go every Monday. And it is run by these awesome guys. There's Jared. Oop, I just threw my phone off the table. Jared Borland and Jesse Carroll organize it. They're absolutely fantastic. And often Mike Greenwood is there and a bunch of other local comedians who are absolutely amazing. So add them on Facebook. Go ahead and stalk them. That's Jared Borland, Jesse Carroll, and Mike Greenwood. Just stalk them. Go on Facebook. Look at their pictures. Make funny comments. And yeah. Come to their comedy night because they're absolutely hilarious.
So that's happening on Monday nights?
Monday nights, every Monday night. The corner of Seymour and Davie, the corner pub. I'd be there at 8:30. You're not getting a seat. Show starts at 9:30, regardless of whether the Canucks hockey game is over or not.
Wow.
They'll play it. They'll just mute it.
That's a true commitment to comedy, ladies and gentlemen, in Vancouver. So go and check it out. And you can check out the Samantha Mac on Valentine's Day. This is going to be funny.
Oh, it'll be fabulous. So, I love it. Valentine's Day, and I have nothing better to do than stand in front of a bunch of people all by myself and talk about how lonely I am. There's something funny about that.
I'm not buying it, gorgeous.
No.
You had men all over you all weekend long. Mm-hmm. I was there. I saw it.
I did. I woke up with three men. They were all gay and completely uninterested in me, but there were three of them.
We were interested in you. We thought your wardrobe was fantastic.
I know. I'm missing a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I wanted to borrow your wardrobe.
You did.
I kind of did, yeah.
And if you check out queerradiovancouver.com, it's our new home for Queer FM, Queer FM Arts Extra, and a couple of other shows here in town and getting larger every day. No comments. No comments. Yeah, I'm pointing at you. And
I like it when they get larger.
We will... Yeah, just had to go there, didn't you? We will have some of the video from Winter Pride at Whistler, as well as links to see places like the Comedy Night on Monday night. So check that out, queerradiovancouver.com. And we're going to step aside for a second, come back with Justin Saint. He's got a little bit of Glee news.
and RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, and we'll be talking about RuPaul's Drag Race Nights at the Helm, Vancouver.
So we had to go check that out. You'll get that, all that and more right here on Queer FM, CITR, Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Sebado featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Sebado are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Sebado with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back here on Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint. We have Justin Saint and Samantha Mack.
That's me.
That's you.
Just in case you're confused, Samantha Mack's not the girly voice.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can kind of try to be girly.
Not really.
Oh my God.
Do say for porn.
For porn.
Awesome. So, Justin's got a great bit here. We're going to talk a little bit about Glee and RuPaul's Drag Race at the Helm. So take it away, Justin.
So for all you Gleeks out there, Glee is having a special Super Bowl episode. They have the distinction of playing a special episode right after today's Super Bowl. That's tonight on Global at 8 p.m. So it's going to be really fun. And we're going to talk a bit about Chris Colfer. He won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor, which is quite a distinction considering how young he is. So we're going to play a clip from this. We're going to play a preview from tonight's show. And this is...
Oh.
Yes, we are.
Well, first I've heard of it. So why don't we...
Well...
I got nothing, man. You didn't tell me we were doing a preview. So I got nothing. Sorry.
All right. I guess not. So instead, we're going to move ahead and we're going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. So at the Helm. So the RuPaul's Drag Race at the Helm, Vancouver. That's put on by Tommy D. Oh, did we find a clip?
We'll just continue on with RuPaul's Drag Race.
We'll continue with RuPaul's Drag Race and come back to Glee. So on Monday evenings, Tommy D hosts RuPaul Drag Race viewing nights at The Helm. The Helm is a new restaurant. It opened, I believe, in November. And it's a very fun, very chic kind of place. They have RuPaul on the big screen. And they have they have giveaways and prizes. At the end of the show, right before one of the queens gets eliminated, there is a draw. You get to choose who you think is going to be eliminated, and whoever guesses correctly is put in the draw, and they have fabulous prizes. Last week, we caught, I believe it was Phoenix. The lovely Phoenix got eliminated during their space sci-fi episode, which I thought was really cool. They met some of the queens, brought their space realness to the...
space realness.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. They had some very chic, evil sci-fi queens on the runway. It was quite fun. And
I could be an evil sci-fi queen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, saying. You can, honey. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's been a lot of drama on RuPaul's Drag Race season 3 so far. My favorite part so far was at the opening when all the queens finally got to meet each other in the workshop. Two of the queens showed up wearing the same outfit.
No.
Yes.
Did they have to give back their drag queen union card? Because, I mean, that is an actionable offense.
How does that even happen? That had to have been set up.
Yeah, they were even wearing the same, it was the same getup, same earrings, same hair. They were wearing the same wig. Yeah, I believe it was like a Lady Gaga or a Christina kind of.
Okay, so they were both going for the same look.
They were going for the same look. Yeah, so that's
wow.
One. And then, of course, their first challenge is very fun. And season one, the queens, right away, they had to get wet and do this kind of, they had to do like a car wash shoot. And they got wet. They were soaking wet and they had to do it with, gorgeous hunks. And some of the shyer ones are kind of like, it was
and
really challenging
their
for
big
them.
Hoses.
Mm-hmm. And then in the second one, the queens had to pose to this giant wind tunnel. Doing
nice.
Like kind of a what's it called? a photo shoot of the Civil War. And then for this time, it was very fun. The first challenge was on the trampoline, which was quite challenging for some of the queens because they were wearing heels. But of course...
Oh, what's wrong with heels on a trampoline?
Like a huge trampoline.
A huge trampoline.
What, you couldn't do that?
It's not quite... Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I challenge you to high heels on a trampoline. Yeah.
So we're going to have a trampoline off here on Queer FM Arts Extra.
You know what we should do? We should do that. We should have our own, like, see if we can actually do this. Yeah. I, as a non-penis-bearing drag queen and wannabe, and you as a drag queen, we should challenge you to see who can actually do these things.
Yes.
Yeah. See how high.
Let's get a trampoline.
We could have a drag off, ladies and gentlemen.
If you have a trampoline, call me. Because I've got high heels.
So that's our coverage of RuPaul's Drag Race so far. We'll keep you updated on all the bitchiness and drama and, of course, the fantastic fashions on the show. So you can catch that at the Helm Vancouver. And
that's also on Monday nights, right? Right,
yes,
before comedy night.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, it's really great food, great, great menu. If you're really hungry and you got that hungry man hunger, unless you've got a lot of money in your pocket or your boss's gold card, you're going to be spending a fair chunk of change.
Yeah, you might want to eat beforehand.
If you're really hungry. But if you just want to pig on a dainty little bowl of fries, it looks really adorable.
Yeah, no, it was really great. The food was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was like, but wow.
Really good food.
But not Denny-sized portions.
Oh, no, definitely not. So if you're expecting to, you know, something like the Fountainhead, prepare to be disappointed. Food's great, but...
Quite a little bit.
A lot less of it, yes.
They're working on your womanly figure for you.
Yes. Next up, I've got that, I have that YouTube clip for Glee, the preview episode, which should be hitting right about, right after the Super Bowl, so that should be any time
now.
Yep. 2 hours, 8 o'clock.
Okay, so here's a little bit of Glee preview.
Yeah, this is Darren Criss singing Breaking Destiny's Child back.
Ooh.
Here it goes.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and do those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be headed in. And now you ask to use my car. Driving all day, you don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me. Ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're traveling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, or haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill. I don't think you do. So you and me are through. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, I haven't I found another. A baller, when times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what a man's about. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my bills? I don't think you do, no. So you and me are through. You try to live, good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, why haven't I found another? You try to live, good for nothing type of brother. Oh, silly me, why haven't I found another?
As I say, we're ready for regionals.
So that was Darren, Chris, and the Warblers from tonight's episode of Glee. That was a sneak preview. I'm quite excited because they've actually extended the role of Darren. He was originally kind of slated to be a supporting character. And now he's having a little bit of romance with the gay character played by Chris Colfer, which is very, very cute. And he's slated to be part of the recurring cast for season 3. So we're very excited about that. The guy who plays Darren, he was the original Harry Potter in the Harry Potter the Musical.
Really?
That's where he got his start. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. You know what's so funny?
What?
Just as we're getting the setup, I was working on the ski hill, and I looked at this one kid, and he had his name tag showing, and so I called him by his name. He goes, "How'd you know that?" I said, "I'm magic." He's like, "Are you really?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You're not allowed to practice your magic outside of Hogwarts." And at first, I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, "Oh, what are you going to do? You gonna go tell Shrivelin about me?"
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Yep.
Well, we have queued up here a little something from the Golden Globes. Do you want to set this up?
Yep. So this is Chris Colfer, who plays Kurt, the gay character on Glee. Kurt. Yes, Kurt. He won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor, and I personally have to say I have been very, very impressed by his acting. He has grown so much after his, you know, season 1 performance, and he definitely deserves this role, deserves this award. And this is part of his acceptance speech, and in it he does a big stance, you know, supporting kids in school and telling them that, you know, it does.
But most importantly, to all the amazing kids that watch our show and the kids that our show celebrates who are constantly told no by the people in their environments, by bullies at school, that they can't be who they are or have what they want because of who they are. Well, screw that, kids. Thank you.
And that was Chris Colfer's acceptance speech from the Golden Globes. Congratulations, Chris Colfer. We hope to see lots and lots of good things from you.
Oh, we're going to see lots more from that man.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting to the top of the hour. So we're getting to the end of our first show of Queer FM Arts Extra. If you have an event, you have something you need to tell us, you want us to come to your show, you want to talk on the radio, give us a... send us an email. You can contact us at queerradiovancouver at gmail.com. Go out to www.queerradiovancouver.com and, you know, drop us a line.
Queer Radio Vancouver on Facebook, Queer Radio Vancouver on Twitter,
Queer Radio Vancouver on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We're all over the place.
All over the place.
We get around.
We even have, wait for it, a MySpace page.
I thought you were going to say Foursquare.
we have that too.
Yeah.
So we are going to go out with a little bit of Adam Dreddy from, he was loud. Adam Dreddy was at the Winter Pride Snowball last night and blew the roof off the place. So we're going to play a little bit of DJ Adam Dreddy from his Live at Number One track. And say goodbye to Justin and Sam. So, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And we'll be right back with Queer FM, our normal show at 6 p.m. And check us out in 2 weeks. Chips with Everything will be back next week, and we will be back the following week. So check us out and send us an email and tell us about your events. Get it on our events calendar, queerradiovancouver.com. All right, so... DJ Adam Dreddy here on CITR 101.9 FM, Queer FM Arts Extra.
Peace!